Alaska Buds manager Matthew Jackson got to the store around 1 a.m. after the police had arrived and the burglars had fled.
I am absolutely not surprised. It's going to happen sooner or later. I mean, better sooner than later, I guess.
Jackson says the store's camera footage caught the whole incident, which began with a sledgehammer busting down the door.
They used a sledgehammer to break that outside window on the entryway, and then they used the same sledgehammer just to bash in the doorknobs and the deadbolt.
Jackson says it was a pair of individuals who were wearing sweatshirts and face masks.
I never seen them in here before. I don't think they're in here. I think they were minors because the way they looked around and everything. Anybody that's been in here knows where all the marijuana is sold from.
Jackson says the burglars smashed some of the glass display cases and stole packs of hemp leaves used to roll blunts or large joints. But that's all they got.
Like a couple bucks worth of rolling papers.
The reason the thieves didn't walk away with any cash or marijuana is because Jackson locks both of those up in two large safes.
You need a plasma cutter to open those safes.
Plus, Jackson leaves the register and the ATM open at night.
So that nobody destroys it thinking there might be money in there.
The store's alarm system notified Bethel police at 12:39 a.m. Acting Police Chief Amy Davis says an officer responded to the scene within 5 minutes. Still, that wasn't quick enough to catch the culprits. Jackson says the intruders must have known about the security system.
They were in the building for maybe like less than a minute altogether, from when they broke the front door to when they left through the front door.
Jackson says there's one silver lining to the robbery.
It was a good test that all the systems were working and the policies in place are adequate.
The suspects for the robbery are still at large. If you have any idea who they are, notify Bethel Police. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.